specialist with over 50 years of experience is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
First, we have the word courage. Then we have pursuit. Next, when you stir yourself, there's a rising. I like the word rising. Arise and shine. Your light has come. Give me Isaiah 12. No, Isaiah 52 and verse 2, right quick. Isaiah 52, show you. Because see, they arose. They rose in the twilight. Isaiah 52 and 2 says, shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. Arise, arise, shake thyself from the dust. All that stuff that tries to get on you. Come on, that stuff that in the world that tries to get on, something somebody said, something somebody did, the mistake you made. All that dust trying to get on you. That's why the Lord washed his disciples' feet. He said, I don't need to wash your whole body, just your feet, because your feet have to do with your walk. In the world, you're gonna walk through this world and you're gonna step in some messes. There's gonna be some stuff that gets your feet dirty. So every now and then, I gotta wash your feet, keep your feet clean. Hello? So arise, shake yourself. Tell somebody, shake the dust off. Shake that dust off. Forget about what happened earlier today. Forget about what happened yesterday. Let it be water under the bridge. Today is a new day. When you rise in the morning, it'll be a new dawn, a new day, a brand new day the Lord has made. God can do things in that day to make up for all last week. But you got to shake yourself. You got to rise. You got to have a mind to be in agreement with God. Today is a day of victory, not defeat. Today is a day of challenge, but that means greater victory. Amen. Shake yourself from the dust. Paul went so far as to get bitten by a serpent. The islanders that knew the snakes saw the type of serpent that latched itself to Paul's hand. And Paul shook it off. They said, this man escaped the sea. But fate, they called it fate, has caught up with him. But little did they know that Paul knew how to stir himself. Paul might have known it was a poisonous serpent. But Paul also knew that he was on an assignment. See, he had heard a word out to sea in the midst of the storm. As a matter of fact, his guardian, the one that was, amen, on the same pathway with Paul, the angel of the Lord, that was sent, told Paul that night after 14 days of a hurricane. They were in a hurricane in the ship. Nobody could eat. Everybody was sick. But the angel stood next to Paul and said, Paul, fear not. For you have to arrive in Rome. You got to give your testimony. So evidently, Paul understood it wasn't ending like this. They had no hope of survival. All hope was gone to get out of the storm. They didn't have GPS and all that. They had thrown everything overboard. They were given command to kill every prisoner. Paul said, do them no harm. He said, long as you abide in the ship. In other words, long as you round me. See, because I have an assignment. The angel of the Lord stood next to me this night and said, I have to make it to Rome. So that means we're going to make it. Tell somebody, we're going to make it. Come on, tell them, you're going to make it. Somebody else has to hear your testimony. Somebody else has to see how God has blessed you. Somebody else that knows your trouble got to see when you come out. Hey. Somebody know how you've been fighting. They got to see when you get the victory. Hallelujah. So God ain't through with you yet. And listen, it got worse. Because they ran up on something. And the ship broke all up. In the storm. Come on, it didn't get better, it got worse. And that's when I believe Paul said in the book of Acts, he spent a day and a night in the deep, holding on to a piece of wood until they floated to shore. But not one life was lost. Sometimes you have to make it on broken pieces. Sometimes the engine on the ship ain't working. You don't have an oar, and the storm is still raging. And you there holding on to a piece of wood. But guess what? The angel said, you got to testify. So you can't drown. You got to testify. So the sharks can't eat you up. You got to testify. So the soldiers can't kill you. You got to testify. So the poison that the serpent put in your body can't affect you. You got to testify, Paul. Come on, tell somebody, my story's still being written. Hello? It ain't over. It ain't over. You have to stir yourself. Come on, you have to stir yourself. Some of y'all gonna come to a place of rising. I'm telling you again tonight, I told you last time. Some of y'all gonna be put out front. You might well stop trying to hide because God's gonna expose you. He's gonna put you out front. You're gonna be visible. You're gonna be seen. Amen. God's gonna put you out there and you're gonna be well known and all that stuff. So stop all the foolishness. Just learn how to handle the pressure of popularity or praise. Get ready for it because God's gonna put you out there. Say amen, lights. Let me go to number 4. Give me Mark chapter 10. So we got courage, we got pursuit, and we have rising when a person stirs themselves. Mark chapter 10, verse 46. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Next verse. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more, a great deal. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. Let's pause there for a moment. You see, when opposition came to him, he didn't respond to that which was coming against him from without. He only responded to what was going on inside of him. Bartimaeus knew, this is my time. Come on, this is my time. Faith rose up in that man. See, the reason why we know he stirred himself up, when you stir yourself, there's a crying out. That's number 4. There's a crying out. There's a crying out to where I don't care what you say. You can look at me funny all you want to. You can say what you will or may. Jesus! There's something going on inside of you. There's a crying out. Why? You have stirred yourself up. You will not be denied. You're going to grab hold. Your blessing has gotten too close to you now. You can't let it pass you by. I don't care what people are saying. Hold your peace. You better get out my face. You better get away from me. You have nothing to do with this. This is me and my God, Jesus. You ain't dealt with what I've had to deal with. You hadn't been blind all your life. You don't feel what I feel. You don't know what I know. Come on, tell somebody this is my time. Come on, tell them it's my turn. And I will not hold my peace. I'm gonna cry out. Come on, somebody in here cry out. Cry out. See, while you crying out, while you crying out, Jesus is walking by. Cry out. Say that Jesus stood still because somebody was crying out while others were saying, be quiet, hold your peace. Out of all that noise, Jesus recognized the one crying out, and he stood still and commanded him to be called. Now you got to understand, recognize, there were thousands of people. It wasn't a little five-man entourage, you know, the 12 disciples. There were thousands of folk thronging him. Noise. Bartimaeus said, what is this noise I hear? Coming out of Jericho. He heard it way off, way far off. He heard it. But out of all of that, Jesus heard someone crying out. They weren't just talking about the miracles that took place in Jericho. They weren't talking about this, that, and the other, the law, you know, and the scriptures and that. Someone was crying out. That's number four. When you stir yourself, there is a crying out. I am not ashamed. I don't care what I look like when I'm crying out. I don't care what you think when I'm crying out. And I will not hold my peace when I'm crying out. So don't ask me to. Don't stop me when it's in order. Don't stop me from crying out. When Jesus has come by, listen, we need to be sensitive to that. You understand what I mean? There are certain things we must do in order. But there are certain times, even in your own prayer time, in your own time, where you need to stop putting limitations. You know what I mean? And it's, you know, for the sake of people or whatever, just cry out to God. That's a sign that a person has stirred themselves up. And you know what? That type of person will not be denied because Jesus will stand still for them.
We have come to the close of part 30 of the Faith Crises, Stir Up the Gift, part 2. Stirring up the gift will give you courage and not fear. Walking in faith prevents the enemy from following you. Several people defeated the enemy by getting stirred by the situation and circumstances trying to affect their lives. Esther was stirred by the injustice to her people. David encouraged himself in the Lord. The woman with the issue of blood was tired of her situation. And blind Bartimaeus was stirred by the presence of Jesus. Anger can move a saint to be stirred and step out on faith. The enemy belongs under your feet. Stir up the gift in you.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning and 7 p.m. Sunday night. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.